Burr Plate. There's going to be New York strip steak featuring Stuffy Herb's secret marinade, baked potatoes, salad, sauteed mushrooms, and onions. Dessert will be provided by the Post 182 Legion Auxiliary. There is pre-order takeout available. Just call 715-762-3032, November 8th through to the 10th, from 6 to 9 p.m. Once again, that's Monday, November 11th, 5 p.m. until sold out at Post 182 here in Park Falls for Veterans Day steak dinner. Congressman Mike Gallagher's resignation left a hole in the 8th Congressional District. That hole has been filled by Republican Tony Weed. Lisa Hale has more.
One of the most contentious and hard-fought elections this cycle has been the race for the 8th Congressional District. Trump-endorsed businessman Tony Weed, who has positioned himself as a political outsider, was the victor over Democrat Kristen Lierley. Weed ran on a platform that leaned heavily on economics and inflation.
Tonight, the voters of District 8 sent a very clear message. Yes. They're ready to bring common sense back to Washington.
Weed told reporters that his first order of business in Washington will be the economy.
Well, the number one issue that I continue to hear is our economy. We need to get our economy back on track. Inflation we're seeing right now is at a rate we haven't seen for 40 years. And this current administration, unfortunately, is to blame for that. And I'll get to work on that. We have a reckless spending problem in our country, and I'm looking forward to using my business skills that I learned in our small business, taking those to Washington and making a difference.
Meanwhile, Democrat Kristen Lierley said while this election is over, she will continue to fight for women's reproductive rights.
And no matter what, I am not done. There's so much more work that needs to be done. So I'm just going to keep doing the work because I need to. My patients, women in Wisconsin need me to. Families in Wisconsin need me to. So that won't change.
There were two elections on the ballot for the 8th Congressional District. One will fill the remaining months of the term vacated when Congressman Mike Gallagher resigned. The other is for the full term from January 2025 to January 2027. Tony Weed was the victor in both races.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And in some other election notes for the state of Wisconsin, Donald Trump did win the state of Wisconsin with 49.7% of the vote and to 48.8% for Kamala Harris with 98.8% of the vote in. Now, the race for the U.S. Senate race still has not been decided. It's has not been declared, although Tammy Baldwin has a slight lead of about 27,000 votes with 98.8% of the votes in. Same thing for, she's leading Eric Hovday, but that they have not called that race yet. In U.S. House District 3, again, this has not been called yet either. Derek Van Orden with a slight 11,000 vote lead over Rebecca Cook, and that has 99% of the vote in. Again, that has not been called yet either. Tom Tiffany wins the House seat for District 7. He's a Republican. And we mentioned Tony Weed, the winner in District 8. In District 12, it was Mary Felskowski, the Republican, taking the win over Andy Rich. In State Senate District 24, you had Patrick Teston winning over Colin McNamara, the Republican winning again. Republicans doing very well in the state of Wisconsin yesterday. State Assembly District 34, Rob Swearingen, a winner over Dennis Nitzel to take that seat. In the State Assembly District 35, you had Calvin Callahan, the Republican, a winner over Elizabeth McCrank. In State Assembly District 57, it was Kevin Peterson, the Republican, beating the Democrat to take that seat. In the State Assembly 68, Rob Summerfield, the Republican, wins over Richard Pulcher 72% to 27%. In the State Assembly for District 69, it was Karen Hurd, a decisive win over Roger Halls. The Republican wins about 71 to 24%. In the State Assembly for District 71, it was Vinnie Maurice, the Democrat, victorious in that District 71 seat. District 72 had Scott Krug, the Republican, winning over Suzanne Campbell. For the State Assembly District 85 seat, Patrick Snyder was a winner over Yilang Zhang. The Republican wins that race. John Spiros in District 86, a winner over John Small. Again, heavy, heavy Republican victories for the state of Wisconsin State Assembly. District 87, Brent Jacobson, the Republican, winning over William Switala in that race. And we had a lot of referendums from around the state. One of them that everybody had was question one, which was prohibits non-citizens from voting, to put it in a nutshell, and resoundingly 70% of the state of Wisconsin said yes to that. We should prohibit non-citizens from voting. There was more wording with that, but you probably saw that on the referendum. Prentice also had a school referendum, and it was worded like this. The Prentice School District should be authorized to exceed revenue limits specified by $1.2 million a year for 4 years in 2024 to 25 for operating and maintenance expenses and purposes. That was turned down. No, 1,016, and yes was 825. During Reality Radio this morning, we'll talk more about, there was a lot of Northern Wisconsin school referendums that were on the ballot, and we'll talk more about those and kind of break them down a little bit during our Reality Radio get-together this morning. And now we'll look at today's funeral notices. Brenda Jean Belmore Reznor, age 82, passed away on November the 2nd. Brenda is survived by her husband, Jim Reznor, by her children, Michael Belmore of Appleton, by Linda Taplin of Park Falls, by Teresa Farley of Green Bay, by Jeffrey Hensley of Kenosha, by Andrew Belmore of Zion, Illinois, and Michelle Sharp of Park Falls, further survived by 18 grandchildren, by 12 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandchild, also survived by her siblings, James Terry Cochran of Mount Pleasant, Arkansas, by Dorothy Stewart of Pleasant Grove, Arkansas, by Zachlyn Lucian of Las Vegas, Nevada, as well as many nieces and nephews. Services will take place on Saturday, November 9th, at the Family Worship Center in Park Falls, starting at 11 a.m. Visitation will be held at the church on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Brenda Jean Belmore Reznor, age 82. Cindy Sue Schultz, 72, of Glidden, died on Monday, October 28th, at Marshfield Medical Center in Minocqua. She is survived by her son, Christopher Schultz, of Glidden, and by her brother, John Pankretz, of Glidden. Further survived by three nephews, by two nieces, and by her brother-in-law, and further survived by many other relatives and friends. Private interment will take place at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Glidden. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Cindy Sue Schultz, 72, of Glidden. This is the funeral notice for Thomas Niehoff, who passed away on October 29th. Tom is survived by his brothers, Robert Niehoff of Columbus, and by James Niehoff of Park Falls. Further survived by four sisters, Judith Mann of Columbus, by Sandra Pratt of Columbus, by June Niehoff of Columbus, and by Beverly Niehoff of Columbus and Phillips. Survived also by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services of Phillips are serving the family. This has been the funeral notice for Thomas Niehoff. Marilyn Jean Fleetner, age 92, passed away on Thursday, October 31st, at the Rib Lake Health Services, under the care of Home Hospice. She is survived by her sons, Lee Allen of Watertown, Wisconsin, and by Brian Wayne of Milwaukee. Further survived by her grandson and by other relatives and friends. Visitation to be held on Saturday, November 9th, from 12:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the St. John's Lutheran Church in Phillips with a funeral service at 2 p.m., followed by burial at the Lakeside Cemetery. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services of Phillips are serving the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marilyn Jean Fleetner, 92. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of